That's right, Bob and Pam. Rhubarb is a summertime favorite, known as the pie fruit. No summer dessert is complete without that tart, delicious favorite. But what do you know about rhubarb? Our resident expert on everything gardening, Lisa Johnson, with the Dane County Extension Office, joins us to tell us all about rhubarb.
Okay, rhubarb is actually an Asian plant, and it was imported here many years ago to use as a food crop. And it is a perennial, so it does come back every year. It tends to form a pretty big clump and does need to be divided every now and then to keep its vigor. There are a number of different really good varieties. Most of them have been developed to have red petioles. That's the leaf stem. That's the part that we eat. But there are others that also have green petioles. So you want to only eat the petiole because the leaves are actually toxic. And if it has frosted at the time that you are harvesting your rhubarb, then you should not actually eat those petioles. They're the oxalic acid, which is the toxic part that is in the leaves, will actually get accumulated and pulled down into the stems if there's a serious, you know, heavy frost on the plant. So you want to avoid that because that can make you kind of sick.
From time to time, you see what you might think is rhubarb out in your pasture. Well, it's definitely not, right?
It's not. Yeah, you're right. That is burdock. And burdock is a weedy plant in the aster family that's the one that generates those little marble-sized stick tights that hook into you like Velcro.
Forever, it seems like rhubarb has been added in some of our most favorite pies and that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, it often is used in combination with strawberries to make jam or to make strawberry rhubarb pie. Lots of different things that you can do with it. Rhubarb is usually pretty easy to grow and doesn't have a whole lot of issues usually. It can get overcrowded, certainly if it hasn't been divided in a while. But pretty easy crop to grow. I would cut off the seed heads if it starts to flower and seed because it does reproduce from those and it also takes energy away from the plant. You want it to be able to produce more leaves and the associated petioles that you are going to be harvesting.
Once we get that plant started, it really takes off. Is it hard to get started like other plants are, like in your garden?
Really, not too fussy. Not a real problem in terms of soils, usually. I wouldn't put it any place that's got really heavy clay, but other than that, it is not real fussy about nutrients and that kind of thing. So it's pretty easy.
Sounds like a plant that, well, the busy bachelor could really appreciate, as it doesn't take a whole lot of attention.
You're right. It really doesn't. It is a plant that is pretty easy to grow. It's also pretty easy to find. You can usually plant it pretty early in the spring, about the same time as you would plant asparagus, about halfway through April or beginning of May. And you can either find it often as a plant that's in a pot, but sometimes you can find it as the roots as well.
Interesting. Now, how do we know when to harvest and how do we go about harvesting?
Well, when you harvest, what you want to do is have a sharp knife with you and you cut the petiole, the leaf stem, right off at the base. And usually you don't want to eat it, you know, all the way up to the leaf. But, you know, the first like 6 or 7 inches should certainly be fine.
That rhubarb is actually used as a medicine in some parts.
It was used in China as a medicine, and it apparently was brought to Europe for some of that sort of purpose as well.
You can think of just a plethora of different things that rhubarb is used in. It seems like it's always used almost accompanying another fruit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's because on its own, it's rather astringent. So that's why they often will pair it with something else that is a little sweeter.
we've decided that we're going to go out and harvest our rhubarb because we got a pile of it growing there next to the fence. Once we cut it into bits, does rhubarb keep pretty good in the freezer, or is this something we better use right away?
Yes, rhubarb is pretty easy to preserve in your freezer or to do canning. It certainly works very well as a jam or jelly as well.
For those individuals that maybe don't have the plant and aren't quite gardeners, is this something that we can buy in stores or the farmer's market, or how do we go about getting ourselves some rhubarb?
You can buy it at many nurseries and garden centers. They will generally have it potted, but you can also get it as a bare root plant in spring. And actually, it's the root that was used for medicinal purposes.
Interesting. And it grows throughout Wisconsin and throughout the Midwest, doesn't it?
Yep, it sure does. It's, like I say, pretty easy to grow.
And I understand that there's not a whole lot of insects that really care for it much, huh?
No, it's that oxalic acid content in the leaves that's toxic. Actually, there are some beekeepers that use it to help kill off the mites, but you have to be careful because you don't want to kill off your bees either.
There's an individual that wants to, well, start growing this in their garden, and maybe they're running into a few problems. Is there a resource that they could reach out to and get a little help?
Sure. You can call your local extension office. All you have to do is just, if you're not sure of the number, just Google the name of your county and then put the word extension next to it, and your county office should come up. And if there aren't horticulture educators there, like me, there is probably an agriculture agent who can help you.
There you have it, Bob and Pam. Everything you need to know about rhubarb. In closing, Lisa shared with us that rhubarb is one of only two vegetables that grow continuously and propagate, unlike other vegetables that need to be sown each year. The other perennial vegetable is asparagus. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.